Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Jason.
Hey, Ben, going into the trade deadline tomorrow, and how do you weigh, with the voice that you have in terms of personnel, how do you weigh the pressing needs versus protecting those future assets that you need to build something long-term here?
Those are always great questions. You know, Ryan and I have a constant dialogue on players that might be available. We talk nonstop about this, and we've been doing it for a while now. And so he's doing, like I said, all of his due diligence and making sure we look at everyone that could be available and that could help this football team in the here and the now, and also have in the back of our head what the ramifications of that also are, and the consequences when you give up capital, whether it's players or draft picks, you know, what that does to your roster in the long term. So it is a balancing act, but it's one that I think we have a really good process and a lot of communication on.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes.
That's my kind of sports radio right there.
On 670 The Score.
We will get to Jason Leisure in just a second. Wanted to let you know that inside of the 5 o'clock hour here on the Spiegel and Holmes show, we're going to give away tickets to a 10 Cubs convention at the Sheraton Grand Chicago. I can't believe we're already talking about Cubs convention, but we are. January 16th through the 18th. Join the Cubs in celebrating their historic 150 years as a franchise and their 10-year anniversary of the 2016 World Series Championship. For passes and more details, visit Cubs.com/convention. Be the sixth caller to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
Okay, Judson, thank you.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Also, tonight the Bulls host the 76ers at the United Center. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts.
We have our friend Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times on the line. And Jason, the Bears have a coach who knows how to design offense and uses a lot of trick plays, and they are scoring points, having explosive plays, and they are second in the NFL in rushing. This is a fun moment to be a Bears fan, isn't it?
There's a lot of good going on, and I don't think you can get so caught up in it, and it seems like the Bears didn't, and think that they are close. But there's so much good going on right now that you just, part of it is what you just highlighted, Matt, where you feel, just 8 games in, you feel very confident that you're in good hands with Ben Johnson. Not just the creativity that he brings, although you saw a lot of that Sunday with the play designs, but also you see a guy who is pretty good, pretty sharp at the end of each half for a guy who is just starting out as a head coach, and you see a guy that comes up with solutions. This is the biggest thing that I have been looking for from Ben Johnson as an offensive play caller that I feel like we did not get from Matt Nagy in his four seasons, was somebody that will come up with solutions on the fly. I was first thinking it during that Raiders game where they're struggling so much with the pass rush and with Max Crosby, that's not Ben Johnson's fault, I guess. He didn't build this offensive line entirely, but he's the coach. He's got to figure it out. He's got to come up with a solution and not just have their offense go into the tank for the day. And I feel like that's what would have happened back when Matt Nagy was the coach. And instead, you see some ability to pivot, some ability to find creative solutions on the fly. And that's a really good sign no matter how the rest of the season goes.
We've talked a lot about how this felt like a game that the Bears always lose, and that's hyperbole. But I understand why people feel that way.
They never have won a game where they gave up this many points before as a franchise.
So what was it like talking to those guys about winning the crazy game instead of losing the crazy game?
It's a conversation we've been having all season, because this is three now where – you thought, this is going the way they always go. And it's one of those things, you know, Matt was kind of just talking about it too, where they never win shootouts. It's one of those things you kind of know anecdotally. Oh, this always goes sideways on the Bears. Oh, the Bears never are the team that win a shootout, never is the team that can win a shootout. But when you go and look at the numbers, it shows it. The Bears have very few wins in recent history where they've given up 30 points and been able to outrace the other team. And a lot like the Commanders game and the Raiders game, this goes down to the end, and man, does it look bleak. And it was about to be, you know, if they lose that game, it's going to be right there, at least in Chicago, with the Fail Mary from last year. I mean, it's going to be just this most epic, embarrassing collapse that you go from what looked like, I think, 48-27 at one point when Tremaine Edmonds is running that interception back. I mean, that should be done, and obviously that gets called back, but they're still up 14 with 2 minutes left. I mean, there's no way you should lose that game, and much like the Commanders game, it looks like the Bears are going to be on the wrong end of one of these highlight reel plays that you see for the rest of the season. But they pulled it out, and that last play, that touchdown that they won it on, to me, is just, that is the high end of what this pairing of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams can be at its best. It's not that every play, but that is a glimpse into what the best version of this could be, where Ben Johnson has this play call in his pocket all day, and he's just waiting and waiting, and he's being patient, looking for the right coverage, and he gets it. And when he does, Caleb is seeing it the same way. Caleb knows exactly what to look for, and he threads I think it was 30 yards through the air pass to Colston Loveland through three defenders, if you can call those who play defense for the Bengals defenders. It's a triangle of three of them surrounding him, and it's just perfect. Now, what happened after that was Colston Loveland, and I don't know what happens if he actually gets tackled there or shortly after. Then things could get really wild. But amazing combination of play call and quarterback making a great throw.
Man, the quarterback has to see the game the same way as the offensive coordinator play caller, as Ben Johnson. So that moment is exciting to think about, the way that you just described it, Jason. Here are the highest scoring first quarter teams in the NFL. Okay. Number one is Philly. Number two, Seattle. Number three, Buffalo. Number four, the Bears. Number five, the Colts. Number six, the Lions. Those are some damn good teams. What is working so well in the scripted stuff at the beginning with Ben Johnson?
For starters, that it is scripted. What an idea. Because they weren't doing that last year, and the players were begging for it.
That was a whole thing.
I mean,
it was.
What that means, if you're listening to this and you don't know exactly what that means, you probably have a loose idea because you know what the word scripted means. But, I mean, they're just practicing over and over these first 15 or so plays all week, just focusing in on these 15 plays and being ready to run those just perfectly. And you can't do that with the entirety of the game plan. You can't do that with the whole play sheet, and you're going to run 70 plays in a game or 70 snaps in a game. And that looks right. That is something that you would hope that competent players and a competent second-year quarterback can handle. From there, it gets a lot trickier. It's a lot tougher than when you start calling things that are not necessarily expected and haven't been practiced all that much. But I think that it's reflective of Ben Johnson goes in with a really good plan, and the players are capable of executing that when they've worked on it all week.
What was it about Kyle Manungai that caught Ryan Poles' eye and caught Ben Johnson's eye to give him opportunities? And granted, DeAndre Swift was not available, but they've liked this guy since they got him. Why?
Well, what caught their eye in the draft was that he was there. He's like the last girl at the bar. I mean, he's here. He's available. So from there, he has done a good job making the most of a really good opportunity. And most seventh-round picks don't get that kind of opportunity, but he came, he ended up in a place. Man, it is so much more about where you go than where you are picked, because Kyle Manungai goes to a place where they don't really have a running back. They've got DeAndre Swift, and going into the season, you're not really sure how that's going to work with him and Ben Johnson. It has worked well, and it has gotten better and will probably keep getting better. DeAndre Swift has really done his part to buy into the way that they want him to run. But Kyle Manungai had a great opportunity, and I remember at times during August, Ben Johnson talking about things he liked about Kyle Manungai as a runner, being a hard north-south runner, but also saying, he didn't say it exactly this way, but saying, I don't trust him right now. I'm not sure that he's going to be where I need him to be and chip when I need him to chip, things like that. That is something that he and the rest of the rookies really, and a lot of the, honestly, a lot of the young players on the Bears, even if they weren't rookies, had to earn over time, but they did see it. And in the same way that you hear Caleb Williams at times parroting things that Ben Johnson says, you hear Kyle Manungai parroting things that Eric Bieniemy says. You hear him talking about just go get 4.5 yards and then see what happens after that. And 4.5 yards, you know, if you're getting 4.5 a carry, that's pretty good. But I did see mostly from him some really good north-south running. There were a couple times where he strayed from that Sunday and got a little undisciplined, and he even acknowledged that afterward, I think. But he is pretty well wired to run, to just hit the hole, get 2 to 4 yards and for sure. And then if you break tackles, great. That's just a bonus.
Yeah, man. I love that he's parroting Eric Bieniemy. That's a good guy to parrot in terms of like learning how to be an NFL running back. Just get 4.5 yards. And he also had this one, you don't find the home run ball. The home run finds you as a yeah. running back. And that makes sense. That makes all the sense to me in the world. DeAndre Swift, you've talked about how he won't admit that he's running different, but he's parroting right. Eric Bieniemy in the style with which he's running this year too.
Yeah, you've seen it for sure. No later than the Commanders game, you saw DeAndre Swift running north-south and trying to get those positive yards. He had so many. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I remember looking it up last year, and he just had so many negative carries. He was up there at or near the top of the league in percentage of carries for -2 to 0 yards. And the quote that you had just said from Kyle Manungai is basically another way of saying the same thing. Instead of looking for that home run, let it come to you. So just take those 2 to 4 yards and wait for an unforced error. Wait for somebody to miss a tackle, miss an assignment. Wait for someone to be a step slow. And then, you know, you've got those 4 yards, 4.5 yards in the bank, but now you've got green grass in front of you for another 18 or 20.
Yeah, it's watching this offense evolve, watching the growth, like you pointed out, with Ben and Caleb kind of getting to this place that they're in right now is great. And we do have to put the caveat on it. We have to talk about how bad the Bengals were and are. They're terrible.
But the worst defense in the NFL.
There's no doubt about it in every category. But I still am okay with there being a learning curve while the team is winning. Like I'd much rather live through that than the thing that we've lived through over the last 9 seasons.
Yeah, and the thing that Ben keeps saying is, well, we're going to be playing our best football in December. It still takes faith. I don't know that there's a lot of evidence that shows you that they're going to be ready for what they've got on the schedule coming up after this Giants game. But if they are, then this schedule has fallen very favorably for them, where they've gotten these first nine games, if you count the upcoming game against the Giants, who are terrible, to figure things out and to gradually ascend and improve. And then the real test comes. Then it's, can you do this against Flores and Tomlin and the Packers and the 49ers? I mean, it gets pretty rigorous coming up.
What do you expect to hear from Richard Hightower on Thursday as he tries to explain his unit?
Oof. Wow. I don't think he's going to like having that conversation for a while. He's such a nice guy, but he does not like going and rehab. He's probably, what he's going to say is it was all 11.
I think what he's going to say is coach has already gone through that. I think that's what he's going to say.
Yeah, maybe.
But
yeah.
There's a lot. Like, it wasn't just the kickoff return for touchdown. It was a lot of very good kickoff returns for Cincinnati. It was block kicks. It was penalties on his unit. Like, there's a lot there to be like, this is not great for you. And they had to overcome the special teams. The onside kick
at the end.
Absolutely. I
mean, you watch that replay and you put yourself in Daniel Hardy's shoes and you're like, well, that could happen to me. Well, yeah, that's because you don't play special teams for a living. Daniel Hardy is only on the roster to play special teams. Essentially, you can't mess that up. You can't make that mistake.
Hey, man, Daniel Hardy.
He plays well on special teams.
He does play very. Pat Manley thinks that's their best special teams guy.
He's given you at least three highlight tackles on special teams.
Now, he also had, I believe it was 12 snaps at defensive end the other day. Maybe those won't come with the new addition today. Pronounce his last name for me, Lawrence.
Joe Tryon Shoyinka.
Tryon Shoyinka. Your thoughts on that addition for depth on the D-line, Jason?
Former college teammate at Washington of Kyler Gordon. I don't think that's going to do a lot. He was barely playing for Cleveland off their bench. But I do think that the lack of some kind of huge move today speaks well of how the Bears understand themselves and their future. They are not one big move from contending. They are one big move from getting a wild card spot, but that is not justification to sell off part of your future, either draft picks, you're going to need those first and second round picks coming up, or your salary cap flexibility. And to be able to give an honest look at what you've got and how far away you still are and not take some big swing, I think is the right call, rather than getting caught up in the momentum and the excitement and that this is Bears good right here. This is awesome to be 5-3 if you're the Chicago Bears. But to realize that they haven't beaten anybody good. They don't know that that one more player would make the difference, and they're trying to build for the long term.
I kind of thought we were done with Bears dads tweeting after the whole Seth Wickersham book.
Who's dad now?
Rome's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rome's dad is.
I haven't seen this.
Oh yeah. You need to take a look because he has been tweeting about. He has been retweeting people who have shared the sentiment that Rome was misused this past week by the Bears and that he should go someplace where they're going to throw him the ball. My rebuttal to that is they threw him the ball three times and he dropped them. And two of them, one was a touchdown and one was a first down. So maybe pipe down.
He's also the most targeted player on their team and they scored 47 points.
Yeah. And he did a great job blocking in the run game.
That doesn't seem like something Rome would ever say based on my 2 years or so of...
Agreed.
I agree with you. Talking
with him on and off the record. Like, there is no part of Rome Odunze that gives that vibe whatsoever. Yeah. A, he's probably the nicest, politest person you'll meet in or out of an NFL locker room. But Rome is also just like, I do what they say. I follow what the coach says. I do what the game plan is. I do my assignment. Rome is not someone who is ever given off the impression that he is preoccupied with numbers or that he'd be somebody who would be upset with not getting numbers when the team wins.
Correct.
Or really happy with himself getting numbers even if they lose.
Yeah.
Which I've covered some guys like that.
And so in that case, let's give James Adunze credit for raising a son who isn't like that. And now he just needs to chickity check himself before he riggity wrecks himself.
Do these dads not know? I mean, when I say these dads, I assume they're all kind of about my age. I mean, I'm 41. So, I mean, these aren't elderly people that wouldn't understand that like Twitter is kind of just too fast for them.
It's scary out there. I'm just a simple caveman.
Yeah, I just want my robot insurance and dinner at 4:30, you know. But they like, do they know that we can see all this? Do we know that everything Carl Williams tweets and James Adunze tweets, we're going to see?
Yeah, I don't think James Adunze is out here getting a reverse mortgage or trading his cash for gold. I don't think that's what's happening.
I don't know off the top of my head, but he's probably about my age, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting his affairs in order around here anytime. Hey, how'd C.J. Gardner-Johnson do? To your guys' eyes, I thought he made some plays.
He made a couple plays.
I think Lawrence's number. What'd you have? 2.5 games, yep. Right? 2.5 games. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good about that over. He made some plays.
Did Lawrence? Well, he got to the game. And did Lawrence tell you what I texted him Friday about what C.J. Gardner-Johnson proclaimed?
No.
When he came in the locker room from practice?
No.
I can share this if Lawrence didn't.
Go ahead.
C.D. Deuce made it through the week. Media said he wouldn't, but he did. Just for getting through the Friday practice.
Media said he wouldn't. He's been here 10 minutes and he
success.
Found a villain. Is that Lawrence? Is Lawrence the villain
That's
already?
That's fine. I'm
That's
okay got
to be
that.
Who he's talking about, to be I'm sure it is. This was my first thought, was he must have seen something on Twitter about what Lawrence said.
Amazing.
That's I'm all right playing the bad guy in that case.
Thanks for listening, CD Deuce.
They're going to need a roster spot.
Hey, nobody questions that guy is good. Nobody questions that he's good.
So.
The whole league would tell you this is a good player.
Yeah, so it's not about that.
He's a very talented player.
But then there's a lot of debate about whether
he's worth it.
Whether the juice is worth the squeeze.
How badly do you need that?
Hey, Twitter world.
How well can you contain it? And I can say on one front, the Bears absolutely need it. They badly need it. Can they contain it? They did for a week. He played really well Sunday.
I mean, they also gave up a lot of points.
Well, it's not all on him. I mean, he had a sack. I thought he played well Sunday.
Well,
a lot of the problems were much further deep into the secondary.
You mean Jaquan Brisker wasn't making people cry?
Not a bit. Not
Do
even
you guys
a little.
Believe that story, by the way? Jaquan Brisker says he made Justin Jefferson cry.
No, we Marshall actually went back and watched it, and there was no crying. I saw someone yelling at Justin Jefferson this past weekend, and he just like kept walking. Like I don't know what possessed that interaction to happen, but then to be the guy that gave up a bunch of touchdowns in the game, it doesn't look great for you. So it is what it is.
That all Cincinnati right. team might be fun to watch the rest of the year because I think all their games might be like that.
They're going to have to be if they have any chance of winning. And
I don't think they're going to win, but I think it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, just send an old man out there and see what he can do. Jason, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Jason Leisure. He writes about the Bears for the Sun-Times. He visits with us once a week here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
An unbelievable sports weekend, capped perhaps by that Bears game. But there was an event Saturday night that we need to catch up on. And really, we can put the entire postseason in some perspective, I think, as well.
Speaks has thoughts on Saturday Night Live. Next, here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hold on to your butts, folks. Blue Jays on the corners, one out. The Dodgers lead by one. Yamamoto's 0-2. Coming to Kirk. Broken back, ground ball. Betts has it, steps on the bag. The throw to first, double play! From backs against the wall to back to back. The Dodgers cement their dynasty. They win Game 7 in extra innings. 5-4 the final. They mob Yamamoto on the left side of the mound.
I saw a gorgeous picture of Steven Nelson on one of the buses during the parade, smiling the biggest bleep-eating grin that you have ever seen.
That's awesome. Good for him, man. To be a part of that kind of thing.
I'm really happy for him. And yet, that's a kid who grew up loving the White Sox and wanting to be a White Sox announcer and happens to fall into being a Dodgers announcer. Now he's got a couple of rings.
And the Dodgers win back-to-back. The Blue Jays and their fans are obviously crushed. One of the greatest World Series of all time. And it rivals the 75 series. It rivals 2001. It rivals 2016.
Rivals 93.
Yeah, it does. There was just some incredible ups and downs, and the quality of defensive plays in Game 7 alone was outrageous. Like just it pops into your mind the 3-6-3 double play that Vlad Guerrero started. And his attitude and his vibe the entire time, he is so worthy of being one of the faces of baseball. And I ended up wanting that World Series so much for him and the ring he was going to give his father, who never won one. It's just, I mean, there was just a million different things about the postseason which resonated with all the baseball fans in our listening audience.
October rocked. They got so much stuff right, and it's matchups, and the matchups played a big part in it. Other than like the Dodgers kind of romping their way into the World Series, everything else, like that series with the Phillies, is like, wow, it's not going to happen for Philadelphia again.
Yeah,
that's wild. And then you flip over to the AL side. The series between Cleveland and Detroit to start things off,
oh my God,
was absolutely amazing.
After they had battled all season long, the fact that the Jays held off the Yankees for the division in the final week and then had to play them and take care of them in the playoffs again. And Aaron Judge had some terrific moments, but the Yankees leave unsatisfied. How about Seattle, man?
Yes.
Like, I was emotionally all in on Seattle after the Cubs were done. because I loved those superstars. Cal Raleigh is an MVP, and Julio Rodriguez with as a five-tool marvel with a great vibe, and I wanted them. But the Toronto said no, and then I fell in love with the Blue Jays. Yeah, I was rooting against the Dodgers for my own reasons, but I fell in love with the Blue Jays. They were impossible not to fall in love with, stylistically, the way that they played.
That World Series, and I'd done a pod on House of L after Game 3, and like even if it ends up Dodgers in 5, I feel like this is already a classic World Series based on the first 3 games of it. And then they just kept making it better. Like the games got better. And you're sitting there going, oh, like I can't believe that Toronto didn't cash in on this. Or when they're leaving L.A., you're like, wow, look at this.
Just got to win 1 of 2 in Toronto. No problem.
Right. The Dodgers are in trouble. Like the Dodgers are in trouble. And they have to go back to Toronto and that crazy, awesome crowd that the Blue Jays had there.
And Toronto had their chances. Addison Barger getting caught off second on a great double play by Kike Hernandez in Game 6. And
that, then the catch at second base was that was a really incredible play.
Like Miguel Rojas getting that.
Kike's play was great.
Yeah, but, both of them.
But the scoop to stay balanced and on the bag by Rojas on that play was really awesome. And then you have these moments, and Gausman is out there, and he dealt.
Yeah, he did.
But he kept running into Yamamoto.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks worse than it actually was for him.
And Yamamoto being the dude at the end, one of the best pitchers on the planet, but really what, the fifth or sixth guy you think of when you think of the Dodgers, truth be told, during the course of the year, but he was great all year. And then getting his Randy Johnson on, you know.
I'll go back out there.
When he wanted to warm up for that Game 3, when he went out there and warmed up for Game 3, you're like, all right, this is a special dude. And then he pitches Game 6 and comes in relief in Game 7, and it's a very worthy MVP.
Threw, 90 pitches in Game 6 and had no problem getting up and being like, yeah, I got it. Let's go. Like, give me the ball. Let's go out there. Let's make some plays. I don't know if you saw it. I think we talked a little bit about it in the meeting. Before Game 7, the Fox guys were talking with Mookie Betts. And Mookie's up there on the dais with those guys, and he's talking about it. He's like, yeah, you know, it's been rough. Like, I haven't played great. And he had come up with the game-winning hit in Game 6. He's like, I haven't really played great. And he was down on himself. And Derek Jeter was like, stop. So you're playing incredible shortstop for your team. And that alone is enough for a team to and it was just like this beautiful moment.
That's awesome.
Where
Jeter's helping Mookie feel good about himself.
Yes. And this is a guy that already has 3 rings.
And Mookie was the reason, one of the big reasons the Red Sox won in 18. He's like one of the big reasons a lot of teams have been great.
He's one of the best players in the world. And there he was with Poppy and Jeter.
Yeah.
And those guys are like, nah, dude, you're playing great.
Man.
Like, I thought that, and there was a lot of that. Both sides, by the way. Like, those guys love it on Vlad as well, because of how much like his dad meant to them.
Yeah, and a big relationship that Vlad Jr. has with Big Poppy.
Yes. So seeing all of that stuff kind of culminate where I thought baseball threw a great party in October.
I think that's true and well said. I ended up needing to write to kind of process my feelings about having lost my dad in June. And we talked about it a little bit the other day, but I wrote about it this morning and put it on the website. You can see it at 670thescore.com. Because, like, I was emotionally invested and intellectually invested to this postseason, like maybe no postseason ever in my life. And you correctly called it out in terms of the Cubs component of it. And I hadn't realized like how deeply I was feeling it in the stands with Christine and just also being near it.
Well, think about your year with the Cubs.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But it's been a big year for you with that team.
But but even when they were done, I picked the Mariners and I was like emotionally invested in the Mariners. And then I fell for the Blue Jays and I was emotionally invested in the Blue Jays and I was intellectually invested. Like, I was reading everything along the way. Like, how much context on Will Klein does a man really need?
You need as much as you can get.
Well, I did, and I was sharing it with everybody that I possibly could.
The baseball writers did a great job. Like, our guy Russ Dorsey did an amazing job of writing about the World Series. Like, all over the place, there was incredible content for us to take in.
Yeah, and I was reading all of it and reading everything because I was trying to connect with my dad, who's gone, and I realized after this thing was over, my dad was alive during this baseball season. Like, we talked about storylines during the year that didn't play out until the season ended. And once the season ended, it hit me like a freaking ton of bricks, man. Because, like metaphorically, I was doing what I could to keep him alive during the postseason. And I was talking to everybody because I couldn't talk to him, and reading everything. And I couldn't connect with him. So it's just, grief is a bitch, man. And it takes a long time. It's not linear. And I needed this postseason to help process my grief. So I ended up writing about it because I can't talk to him. So the best thing I can do is just kind of offer the column and just kind of offer myself to baseball, which I always have, because I've always been trying to reach him through doing it. So, man, I just didn't realize how down I was going to be when the season ended, because I'm always down when the season ends. I always make a point to go to the Sox, a Sox game, White Sox game.
You should always see your team one last time.
Yeah.
Even as angry as I've been.
You got to go one more time, right?
You should always go see your team one last time.
And I just, in this town, I go to try to say goodbye to baseball. If there's no playoffs coming, all right, let's go say goodbye, whichever team is in town last. But, man, I said goodbye to baseball on Saturday night, and I was not happy that it was gone. So, man, it's just...
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to talk about it, and you had a chance to write about it. I was at my parents' house on Saturday, and so...
Oh, that's nice.
I'm getting ready to leave, and my mom's like, what are you going to do for the rest of the day? I said, well, there's some college football stuff I need to catch up on, and then I'm locked in on the World Series. So my dad hasn't really been into baseball. He's been more into football. Like, he wants to know when Patrick Mahomes is playing. He wants to know when the Bears are on, and that keeps his attention. And he's starting to watch a little bit of Alabama football. And I said, you have to watch tonight. And he's like, why? I said, because the greatest player who's ever lived is starting the game tonight. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, Dodgers have this guy named Shohei Ohtani.
You had to explain it all from the jump.
Yes. I'm like, he's the greatest player who's ever lived. And my father was just like, no. Like he had the real skeptical look on his face. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This dude went out and struck out 10 guys and hit 3 home runs. Like, he's amazing. And they paid him $700 million. And that's when my mother was like, oh, wow.
You have my attention.
That is a lot of money that they paid that young man.
And did they watch it with you?
No.
For a little while?
I went home. It was earlier in the day.
Yeah, and that was a late last
night.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to put them on it to get them to at least check in on it.
Man.
But that's the type of cool thing that baseball it is.
Like, totally.
The fact that you had to... And I was talking to friends where, you know, there was a little bit of America versus Canada. And I said, yeah, but not really.
Not
like,
really.
It's Toronto versus LA.
And all the players are from all over the world.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I was talking to one of my really good friends who was dug in on it. And I'm like, look, when you look at the Dodgers, look at their team. Their best player's from Japan.
Yeah.
Second best player is Canadian. Third best player is a brother from Memphis. Uh-huh. Fourth best player is from the Dominican Republic. And we keep, like, going down the line with, like, this hodgepodge of what ideally you would want America to be.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
and it plays out on the Dodgers the same way that it plays out on the Jays, where you have all of these guys from different... And with the Jays, you also have the tie-in of... These are these kids that we used to see in videos and pictures with their dads at the ballpark.
It's the best, man.
And now they got a chance to win a World Series.
Can I give you one more? My friend Noah told me he's dating a woman, and they had a date on Saturday night. And he said to her, look, this is going to sound weird, but I need to watch this baseball game with my dad. I got to watch this with him. And she said, no, I understand. And he said, you want to come? She said, okay. And she went down and she met his parents for the first time.
What a great way to do it.
And they watched the game. And on the way down, he said to her, yeah, I'm glad you're coming. If I end up half the man that my dad is, then I will have done pretty well. And she said, did you ever tell him that? He said, no, I haven't. So he told his dad that.
That's beautiful.
Is that gorgeous? And they all watched the game together Saturday night.
That's what sports at its best can do. You know, it can help you kind of walk through some of the grief of losing your dad. Yep. It's another way for me to connect with mine.
Yep.
And you had this thing where, look at the numbers.
27 million people.
In America, 15 million in Canada.
It's crazy.
And that's another part of it where it's like, there are all the connection between Vladdy connecting the Expos fans to the Blue Jays fans. Yeah. And that's a blood rivalry.
Yeah, seriously.
And so you have this kid that everyone saw grow up in front of us, and him connecting the entire country of baseball fans for what it was, and to live in that space. As baseball fans, we were lucky. We got treated. And then, Speaks, when we were supposed to say goodbye to baseball, baseball said, no.
Giving you one more, baby.
We got two more innings for you. We're not done. We're not done. We don't want anyone to go to sleep. We got two more innings of baseball for you to enjoy at the highest level with the highest stakes.
Just wonderful stuff. Really glad we got a chance to process it. And Alex, it was before 6:05. So, you know, despite your best intentions, trying to bury it.
I don't know why you're making Alex a good
radio.
Bad guy.
It's good radio.
Well, you can take a break and continue it if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, okay. They're close. They're going to walk right up to 6:05, I think, at this point.
All right, good point. Whatever.
Yeah,
fine.
Back after this on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm not Swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for a 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage.
I believe Zach Zabeman is on the call tonight for the Bulls game.
He is.
Good for Zach. Always does a great job when he gets his chance.
Saw Zach last night at the DePaul game. He didn't see me. I saw him, though.
Tomorrow, when we do the others, we'll check in on a couple of other sports that have caught our fancy. as we are so heavily Bears, and understandably so, of late. So looking forward to that. We also got to turn the page to the next Bears opponent tomorrow.
Yeah, I did some viewing on the North, too, that we should probably go through. I went back and watched the Packers game and the Lions-Vikings game. I've got thoughts.
Oh, that's good, because I saw some people writing today, like, why aren't the Packers dominating? Like, it feels like they should be, and they're not.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that they still might be the second best team in the NFC. But we'll get to that tomorrow.
Best team's the Eagles?
Yeah.
Good.
They're still really good.
Well, now the Colts, maybe the best team in the AFC when you add Sauce Gardner to the mix. That's a real pickup.
That's
dude.
Crazy.
That's like, woo!
Sauce.
It's like getting Jalen Ramsey in his prime. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
It's actually Sauce Gardner in his prime.
It is. So, Speaks, I'm driving. We were at Revolution Brewery watching the post game show.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten about the Bulls game because I'm like, man, I got there and it was over. And I'm like, the post game usually goes long. I was like, oh, we're in Bulls pre. Olin hung out with us for a little while. It was a great hang. Like, it's the thing that you love, like the great hang.
Yeah.
It's a great hang with all the score peeps. And Revolution Brewery is an awesome place where we should do more stuff. So I'm driving home and I'm listening to the Bulls game. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to file that. As soon as I get to the crib, I got to text Tanny at what time that this happened. Our guy, Chuck Swirsky, he is trying to teach you how to be a better man. You specifically.
A spin on Bridges' hand. He traveled as Bridges just backed up Bill. They call that what?
Pulling out the chair.
There you go. And he's not even a gentleman. You know, I wish I would see more of that at restaurants, Bill.
I
with
a
gentleman, you know, yeah. You do it with your beautiful wife, Anne, but I wish more men would open the door for women.
Yep.
Would allow women to leave first at an elevator or whatever. Yep. I'm old school. This is what I saw out of my father, rest his soul, and my mom. It's called manners. It's called chivalry. Nice pass inside. You can count it and a foul.
So, you know, it's interesting. My wife likes that, too. Whenever I do that, like, let my wife go into the elevator first, open a door for her, she really does appreciate that. I think the new school woman, though, sometimes feels like that is infantilizing or like minimizing them. Like, oh, you need me to do stuff for you.
It can be.
That's a wrap.
My wife loves it, though, to Chuck's point.
I will literally move you to the other side if we are walking on the street and I'm not closest to the curb.
You know, I didn't even know about that one till like less than a decade ago. That, yeah, you're supposed to be next to the curb so you can take that car.
Take the hit.
I got you, babe. If a car pops up here, if Harry Carey's driving and decides to drive on the sidewalk,
oh,
I'll take care of that for you.
The thing is that I do like that Christine, who is fiercely independent,
yeah,
she likes being treated a little bit.
She's a puzzle.
But you love puzzles.
I do. I do love puzzles.
I know this.
That's a good point.
You found out Ryan Porth's kid loves puzzles, too.
Oh, man.
What a great story.
Ryan Porth's Parenting Corner. Ryan Porth's Parenting Corner might need to be on tomorrow's show.
I agree with you. It's top notch. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Full boat show for you, 2 to 6. We're going to have a lot of fun on tomorrow's show. Alex Brown's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Very much looking forward to that. And we got everything else, including turning the page and maybe we'll fit in some others tomorrow. Have a great rest of your night. Bulls basketball later on tonight right here on The Score.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.